Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. At tonight's Democratic National Convention, Hillary Clinton will make history when she becomes the first woman to accept the nomination of a major political party for the presidency of the United States. NPR's Asma Khalid has more from Philadelphia.
Hillary Clinton will be introduced tonight by her daughter Chelsea, who hopes to show voters a softer, more personal side of her mom. Chelsea told the Today Show she'll talk about how proud she is to be her mother's daughter.
I just hope that people understand even a little more when I'm done than when I started about why I love her so much and admire her so much.
8 years ago, Chelsea was also the one to introduce her mom at the Democratic Convention in Denver after she lost the primary contest to President Obama. Tonight's intro, though, has added weight as Hillary Clinton works to unite the Democratic Party behind her and convince voters she's trustworthy and likable. Asma Khalid, NPR News, Philadelphia.
The nation's top intelligence official today criticized Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump for calling on Russia to find and release thousands of emails his opponent, Democratic presidential nominee Hillary Clinton, had deleted. More from NPR's David Wellner.
Director of National Intelligence James Clapper told a crowd at the Aspen Security Forum that Trump's exhortation to the Russians, which Trump says was sarcastic, is the kind of rhetoric that's very bothersome to the United States partners.
I hear that from my counterparts, intelligence and security colleagues in many other countries, who take very, very seriously and study very, very closely what political figures in this country say.
But Clapper said security briefings won't be affected.
We will brief both candidates.
Neither Trump nor Clinton needs a security clearance, he added, since both have been anointed as presidential nominees. David Wellner, NPR News.
A large crowd on hand today in Krakow, Poland, as part of World Youth Day celebrations. According to a Vatican spokesman, upwards of 500,000 young people from around the world joined Pope Francis for a pep rally in a meadow there. Speaking in Italian, the pontiff urged those in attendance to open their hearts to the hungry.
Un cuore misericordioso sa condividere il pane con chi ha fame.
Earlier today, some 600,000 people attended a mass at a holy shrine in Poland. Here, the Argentine-born Pope, who before this week's events had never been in Eastern Europe. Number of people filing first-time jobless claims was up last week, though still overall it was at levels consistent with the economy adding rather than cutting jobs. Numbers from the Labor Department show initial unemployment claims rising by 14,000 to a seasonally adjusted 266,000. A mixed close on Wall Street today. The Dow was down 15 points. The Nasdaq closed up 15. This is NPR. A top U.S. military commander in the Middle East says he is concerned the recent failed coup attempt in Turkey could have long-term effects when it comes to the fight against the Islamic State. General Joseph Wortel telling the Aspen Security Forum he's concerned the unrest could affect U.S. relations with the Turkish military, noting some of its leaders have been jailed. The U.S. coalition fighting the Islamic State has been using a Turkish air base to launch strikes against ISIS targets in Syria and Iraq. The leader of a Syrian militant group says the Nusra Front is challenging its name and cutting ties with al-Qaeda, but the U.S. still considers it a terrorist group and a legitimate target for the Syrian government and Russia. More from NPR's Michelle Kellerman.
In a video announcement, the Nusra Front leader says he's cutting ties with foreigners and now calling his group Jabhat Fateh al-Sham. State Department spokesman John Kirby says this could be a rebranding technique.
We judge a group by what they do, not by what they call themselves. And thus far, there's no change to our views about this particular group.
The U.S. has been negotiating with Russia on ways to coordinate more to counter both the Nusra Front and ISIS and restore a ceasefire that is supposed to cover more moderate opponents of the Syrian regime. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.
Not every day scientists announce the discovery of a new species, but that's what's happened with a whale. Scientists say they used genetic testing to confirm there is a new unnamed species of black-beaked whale. It had been thought the whale was a dwarf variety of a 24-foot whale. However, the testing confirmed the discovery of an entirely new species. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.